Congratulations.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! To all of the graduates and from high school and college, not kindergarten because I don't believe in that.
About preschool?
We're not having those. We're not doing those. We're not dressing kids up in graduate outfits because they learned to use scissors. We're not doing it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
You would never get on.
Where have you been on that for? How long have you been on that thing?
I don't know. 5 minutes. I can't breathe.
Y'all, she just had on her head. I don't know. What is that? It was some medieval helmet.
It's one of John Garrett's, you know. I don't know. It's some knight metal.
Had a can on your head. That's all I'm saying about it.
It was a can and it stinks. And anyway.
Well, I can't help you. Oh my goodness. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 38.
We're moving right along.
We really are. Avery says to me yesterday, she's like, y'all are already on 38. I gotta catch up. I'm like, well.
See, even our own kids don't listen to us.
No, of course they don't. Every week. I said something like, we'll have our 50th episode, you know, August. She's like, already? Oh my God. I'm like, you know, we have stuck with it, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, Watermelon? What's happening over there?
And we are in exams. Yeah. It's all good. So, listen, I've got to make like 650 cookies for baccalaureate.
Oh, gosh.
And because we do so many and it's at the end of the year, I just buy like Otis Spunkmeyer dough and we just bake them. But we got to get it done.
Yeah.
But they're ripping my kitchen out. Mm. I don't have a kitchen. I got nothing. So, and then they come and they've got to replace some tiles and they come in and they're like, hey, we got to replace some tiles and we're just going to shut the door. And they call me in the kitchen for a minute. And they said, don't let any kids in here because it may expose some asbestos. We don't really know what's under there. And I went, you know, I think we'll go to the gym today.
I think we'll go.
So we go. And anyway, at the end of the day, I come back and they're like, okay, there's no asbestos under there. And, but still we don't want kids in the kitchen and we're going to come back. This is on Thursday. First of all, we were going to start the cookies on Thursday because it takes forever to cook them. And, you know, once we do it, we freeze them until we need them for baccalaureate. So then they come back Thursday. We can't get in there. And they said, oh, we'll be there Monday morning. I was like, okay. So then I thought, okay, they'll get in here. They said it'll only take us like half an hour to do it. And I thought, okay, well, we'll have Monday to cook them. And then we can be doing that during, for exams too, part of their lab, and we'll get it done. Well, Monday they come in. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they did it. I wasn't watching it. And unfortunately, my camera was not plugged in.
Oh.
I know, because I hear all this water running. And I thought, what's going on? And I get up and I go in there and I look. They have somehow broken the valve water that flows into the ice maker.
Oh, boy.
Of course, it's not hooked up because they've moved everything out. They're redoing. There is water. The kitchen is flooded. And when I tell you it is flooded, I mean, it is flooded.
Tony.
And those poor men, of course, they can't get, you can't shut the water off to the school because that's a no-no.
And well, they have a valve right there to shut off?
No.
Oh,
They broke the valve. They did.
Oh, they broke the valve. Oh, no.
And so those two men were sitting there trying to replace the valve.
While
the water's spewing out. I mean, they looked like it was hilarious. They looked like
I'm sure they did. Were they cussing? Because I think I would have been.
No, they didn't. No, they were laughing about it. And so then I was mocking them, you know, sufficiently. So
right. Here's my question, though. Why didn't they wait to rip your kitchen out till the school year was over? I feel like, don't they know you still have stuff to do?
Okay, so we have like one maintenance department. And we're a county. We're not like a big city where we have a huge maintenance.
Right.
And so you've got this major task in the kitchen that's going on. And they've got seven other schools that they have to do maintenance repairs on during the summer. So they're just trying to knock out whatever they can knock out. So
I guess, but I feel like shutting down your whole classroom when your school year's not over is kind of
I knew that it was coming. I mean, I knew, you know, this was planned, and I told my class, I said, the first 2 weeks in May, mm-hmm. we are shutting down the kitchen. Y'all are packing up boxes. We're going to, you know, do mm-hmm. a whole overhaul. Yeah. And I told him, I said, I'm sectioning off these 2 weeks. And what I'm telling you is if you get done in that first week, then you got a free week.
There you go. Oh, that's incentive. That's incentive right there.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. Just in a restaurant, mm-hmm. if you had to close things down,
yeah.
I mean, that's just where you are. You just have to close things down.
Absolutely.
So anyway, it was just funny. It was hilarious. Those poor men.
I'm sure they appreciated you mocking them. I'm sure they loved that.
But my little Cumberland Presbyterian Church let me run up to the church today and use. They have a convection oven.
Oh, so, nice. Okay. I was going to say, do you have to have home ec at your house for the next week?
I did. I just ran up to the church and we knocked. I had one student who said, can I just stay and help you? And I was like, sure. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. we went and we knocked it out in a couple hours. So
nice.
It was good. About 2.5 hours.
So. It's that time of year.
Here we are. I know.
Here we are. But I see a little light in your eyes. I feel like there's a little life coming back. I see a little glow because
that's right.
You know, like the end is near.
Light.
She looks alive, guys. Woo! It's looking good.
I'm telling you.
She's going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Good. Sakes. So the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
It's all good. Yeah.
Oh, my word. Full house.
All right. So tell me, you've been. Yeah. To graduation, and you had your birthday and Mother's Day.
I know.
And since you were gone, I didn't send you anything. I'm just going to give it to you when you're here.
Good. Well, that, there you go. That'll work. That works great. It has been great. It's been a wingding. It's been a whole whirlwind. Not this past, but we had Avery's graduation already talked about. And then, so Thatcher's was this weekend and it was wonderful. His weekend was crazy. I mean, he and Jess, they're just, I mean, there's so much in their brains to think about logistics and all the things. Anyway, graduation was wonderful. It started to rain. There was forecasts of rain and severe, and we're out in a tent on some lawn on Vanderbilt's campus. So, you know, I'm just sitting here going by a big old metal pole. I'm just like, Lord Jesus, just, you know, don't let us get struck. It held off till almost the end. It started to rain really hard, but no severe. They didn't have to empty that. We had kind of scooched out a little. So it's beautiful. It's on campus and different. The grad student schools were all in different places on campus. They ended up moving the undergrad downtown to one of the arenas. Starts with a B. I can't remember. Whatever. Because I guess they were worried about the weather. And anyway, so then all the graduate schools kind of had their different areas. Well, Thatcher was in the one, so he was Masters of Arts and Masters of Science, and then they put all the PhD candidates in our graduation, which, first of all, talk about a bunch of smarty pants everywhere. I mean, I just was like Nerdville everywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, you do see, it's very festive. It's very... You know, the masters, they're all in there. They've got their hood things on. And then the doctoral candidates have yellow robes because Vandy is black and yellow. So their robes are yellow and the big stripes and their big poofy hats. And they're all lined up because they're getting checked in. So they're just everywhere. And you just see all this hard. Their families are there. I mean... You know, a lot of them. It's a big event logistically. And then you just think, man, that is so much work. Joni, that is so much work. And for the masters and for the doctor. And I just thought, these people. Yeah. Anyway, so that was really fun. But since we had all the doctorate graduates, we get done. Let's see. They do the masters first and then... For the masters, they just go, you know, Thatcher, Sergeant Broyles, economics, because it's the master of the arts. They, you know, defer their degrees on them and then do all them. And then it's the masters of science, do all them. And they just say what their, concentration was or whatever. And then for the doctoral students, though, it's like Dr. Thatcher Sargent Broyles, and then they read their whole dissertation title. And some of them are freaking mm-hmm. long, and you can't understand. They read their whole, and as they should. I mean, again, this is so much work.
Yeah.
They read their whole dissertation title. They say the name of the doc, accompanied by Dr. da-da-da, their advisor. And then they stand up there, and then they, of course, do the hooding for them. All the wonderful. There was over 200, 300 of them.
Oh, you were there for a little bit.
They took four, and as they should. I'm not complaining. Like, but it almost should be separate because it is so important. And I didn't mind, and I felt bad. But first of all, Thatcher's last name starts with a B. He was number six. He was the sixth one to walk, and then Kerplunk. So you should have seen our texts. He's texting. He's like, "Oh, now for the wait." And he's like, "We've calculated that it should take approximately." And we're like, "Oh my gosh!" Okay, Nerdville up there. So economics nerds.
You know that Mississippi State plays Vanderbilt in baseball, and we are pretty major rivals because.
Close.
Why they have a great baseball team. They usually have a great baseball team.
They do.
And you know, I'm not very nice when it comes to sports.
No.
And so I don't call them the Commodores.
What do you call them, Joni?
The Commodorks.
Oh, Commodorks. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, the rumor is, and it's not really a rumor, that the reason Vandy is in the SEC was to bring up the GPA of the whole conference.
100%, yes.
So we needed a little influx. But anyway, all that is to say, we got to about the C's in the names of the doctoral candidates or students, and Tim had already stood up because he needed to stretch. We were sitting in these little chairs on the lawn under a tent. It was lovely. And Jess and Avery and I just went, and weather was coming, like bad rain was coming. So we don't know if at any minute they're going to be like, okay, everyone. So I'm just like, you know me, I'm like, I don't want to be part of a crowd of people.
Mass exit.
No, yeah. I'm not about that life. So when I saw that, and we were like, oh my goodness, this is going to be forever. If we can just go sit kind of outside that building right there or whatever. So we scooched out, the three. We were like, peace out. I respect, but... If the weather hadn't been coming and all that, I probably would have been less likely. But I thought, so we just scooched over to the building next door, which happened to have a little coffee shop. So we got coffees.
Very nice. Yes.
We did. Yeah. We had latte. We had coffees.
While Thatcher was having to sit there, we
still had to wait for him. So we weren't getting out of it early. We were just, you know. But anyway, and then at the last, a little bit before it, it went on and on. I mean, the other graduations were done. The Masters of Education, they were all done. Everyone, they're getting pictures, and we're still sitting there. Doctor, blah, 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 blah. We're like, oh, my Lord. But Thatcher kind of scooched a teeny bit early, too, which I was like, how'd you do that? He was in the front row, and he and three other friends, or the people right there, they just got up. There was four of them, and they just got up, and shoop. He's like, we just got up. We just kind of looked at each other, and we're like, but his buddy, who was sitting next to him, got stopped and got told he couldn't leave. He had to sit back there. Ooh, I was like, well, Thatcher had his diploma in his hand. It didn't matter.
He was gone. He's out.
But I felt bad. And you do feel bad because I really respect. But it was so long. Anyway, so we got him. And then we waited around. And it started to pour rain. So we dodged under a – they had – lovely tent set up because they have afterwards, they have a champagne and strawberry reception. That's the tradition at Vanderbilt. So they have these tables full of strawberries and a little bit of cookies and brownies and cups of champagne just to pop in. And so we wanted to stay for that and celebrate and toast him on that. So while we are, I told you this and I showed you a picture, but I'll share with the listeners. So we're waiting under the beautiful tent and getting ready. We're having our champagne, our strawberries, and I look over and there's a guy walking across the campus, like a dad or a grandpa or somebody, and he's holding three big silver Mylar balloons, letters. And Joni, you saw that picture. It just said STD. No lie. He was carrying STD. Across the Vandy campus, and it came into the tent with the champagne because I guess they were meeting whoever. Yeah. And you just see, I took a picture. I will post it. because I waited for them to float up there again in this beautiful champagne tent. It's just big old STD balloons. I thought.
Perfect. Perfect.
It was so perfect. It made my entire day. We don't know. Everyone's like, what was it? We're like, we thought it was someone's initials or we don't know. Yeah. But you just can't do that. Him walking across the campus, STD. I couldn't, y'all. I couldn't. I know I should be more mature.
Were they out of order? Was it like
No. That's what I thought. If it was DRS, either way, at some point, they're going to get a range. Every time I saw it, it was STD. I promise you. Now, maybe from the other side. But it doesn't matter. When you have those three letters on balloons, at some point, they're going to be out of order.
That's right.
So we don't know, because all of a sudden we looked up and when a graduate person was taking away the D and the T, the T and the D, so the S was just, we don't know. We couldn't figure it out. Yeah. But there you go.
I don't know.
STD.
Cheers to STD.
I was like, you need to just tell everyone. You just need to put it out there. Anyway, the night before was fun too. Just real quick, they had another big open house festive outside. Beautiful food tents, champagne, a band, gorgeous decorations and all. Because they normally don't do that. It's Vanderbilt's 150th anniversary year. Oh, okay. So they did a little wingding the night before. And that was really fun because it's just families. It was for everybody.
Yeah.
And you really saw all of these families and pictures were being taken. And there was, it was just, it was very festive. So that was cool. So he graduated. He walked across and got it. And we've ate out. And then the next morning, was it the next morning? Yeah, the next morning, Jess and her good friend, business partner Willow, left for Florida to take some of her stuff home and do stuff. And Thatch and got the U-Haul, and we helped him pack that up, her stuff, move stuff. We just drove all over Nashville, moving and loading.
Well, thankfully, Taylor Swift was gone by this point.
Thankfully, because that would have actually probably killed me.
It might
we
have.
We drove down Broadway.
It would have me.
It would have. We did drive down Broadway one more time after graduation with Thatch and Jess and Abe. And we just were like, okay, well, let's just give it one more goodbye. And we did that. But then after that, we were moving and loading and got him all moved out. Got it. And then on Sunday, we had a lovely Mother's Day brunch. Finished packing him up, moved him completely out of his house and into Jess's little house while she's gone. And he left Monday, and he is now Joni. He's in Arlington, Virginia in their place. Okay. He has moved.
Okay.
You guys, it's fine.
It's all good.
You guys,
it's fine.
He left Nashville yesterday morning and he's in Arlington, Virginia now.
Yeah.
With his whole life, drove a U-Haul. Sold his car at 9 o'clock the night before he's leaving. I mean, the stress, I'm like, how, I could not. The guy had come, was like, oh, yeah, I'll come. And so at 9 o'clock the night before he is rolling out of town, he is finishing selling his car. Can you look at the hives?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I know. They just think different than we do. Well, he needed his car. Like,
until that point.
He needed it. And so anyway, you guys, the amount of logistics.
It's there just, is, and this is such, and I can kind of, remember a little bit. Of course, mine wasn't all on top of each other, but, you go from graduating college, getting jobs, figuring out where you're going, getting married. I mean, it's all right there, crammed together for so many people.
It can be, it can be a real whirlwind. It's the whole moving thing. I mean, so we had both our kids graduate and move the next day to wherever they needed to get. Now, Avery did it all on her. With her people, so we didn't have to do it. But jobs,
you,
they both
Avery's
start their
people.
I know. Thank you so much, you guys. You know who you are. Seriously, and they both start their new little jobs on Monday. So it's just, it's crazy to me, but it's all good. I will say the other highlight of the weekend, not really a highlight. It wasn't a highlight. I go into we're in a hotel, Ava and Tim and I. And they're in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, they're just kind of giggling and laughing, and I'm like, what's going on in there? And I go in there, and Tim looks at me, and he's got in his hand, Joni, the big, big wooden-handled dry brush that I use to dry brush my body every day, you know, like I should anyway. It's been missing for a week. It's always on the side of the tub. It's mm-hmm. been there for months. I use it to do the dry brushing to get the skin and the lymphatic. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. He's in there brushing his hair with it. He took it with him on his trip to Kansas City. He grabbed it. He took it. And he's been brushing his hair with
it. Of course he has.
You guys. He went, well, it was a nice brush. I just thought. I was like.
Of course it's a nice brush. It's mine.
It's mine. And it's been sitting there, Joni. It's been sitting in that same spot by the tub for months. Like, I don't know why all of a sudden. I don't know. And it's got a big handle. Like, it's not even a he was in that bathroom and Avery was laughing. She's like, I don't know what that is, Dad.
That's hilarious.
It's too much. So there you go. That's been our weekend. It's been great.
How about your birthday?
Well, whirlwind. So then we did, like I said, we kind of had our Mother's Day, that birthday brunch. And that was great. And Thatcher gave me a beautiful plant, a petunia purple. It's really gorgeous. I think I'm going to hang it somewhere out on my front or side door. Anyway, and Avery, you know what she gave me?
What did she give you?
I don't meant to wear it. Heck,
you got a sea turtle.
No.
Oh.
An elephant.
An elephant. You adopted an elephant?
She gave me an elephant, one of them bracelets. What's its name? Her name is Maggot. It's a her. She's a 22-year-old female, and Avery's 22. So we're like, look at that.
Yes.
You guys are the same. And her name is Magado.
Magado.
Magado. I like to say Magado. Magado. Okay. And she's in Kenya, and she roams around, and I now have an elephant bracelet, so now I have to check on her.
That's awesome.
I know. I was a little excited. It's interesting about the elephant ones because, so we looked at it, and—
So you gave birth at the same time, though, that— Mama
that her
elephant
mama did. Okay. That mama elephant mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. I feel very in touch with her, very akin to her. Mm-hmm. So we looked it up to see, and she's been roaming all around. And Thatcher was looking at it, and he's like, well, this last location report is from January. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a long time ago. We went on to read while we were at lunch. I was reading the little rest of the description about it. For the she's not dead. Shut your mouth. Okay. She's not dead.
God, okay.
You guys should see her.
I thought like, somebody went on safari. I'm just saying.
Well, they put the elephants, they gather all the data, but they release their data on a 4-month delay because of poachers.
Oh, that's sad.
Because they're like, we can't just have people, you know, buying bracelets and like tracking, knowing where elephants are. So it's like on a 4-month delay. So she'd be safe.
Oh.
So yeah, got an elephant. I was very excited. And then we got home Sunday. And then Monday evening did a little graduation / my birthday little thing with my dad and Tim's mom came and we celebrated and they got to see Ave and celebrate her and my birthday in there too. So
well, all right.
I know.
I'll give you a balloon when you get here.
Will you give me a balloon?
Your balloon.
I would love a balloon. So there you go. So I'm worn out of the celebrating right now.
Okay. Well, I have a thought on celebrating.
Okay.
We went to a graduation party for a neighbor down the street, and we had the best time. Hmm. But as I sat there, I thought, so many times we put off doing things because things aren't perfect. Our houses are not perfect or whatever. And I'm not saying hers wasn't perfect, but she had all the decorations out. You know, she had her little graduation banners and, you know, all this. And I saw them, but I didn't really, you know, I know she put a lot of time into it and a lot of effort. And I do too. But here's the thing. I had so much fun visiting with people, talking, telling stories, laughing about stuff. And I think so many times we put off doing things because we want that perfect, you know, Pinterest picture or that perfect. And we think that everything has to be a Southern Living deal and that it's not about that. It, you know, I just think we need to get back to the togetherness of it all. Mm. It doesn't, you know, I mean, I remember going to my aunt's for a family reunion, and they had, you know, watermelon in the galvanized bucket. They had, there were not all the perfect little picnic displays and all of this stuff, but we were together and we laughed and we talked, and I just feel like we've lost a little bit of that, you know, and I blame, again, I blame everything on social media, but
pretty much the, you know, the theme is blame social media,
you know, but I mean, when I go back to when we were little and we had birthday parties, you know, there may be a pin the tail on the donkey slapped up there, but we didn't have to have all these extravagant parties.
Right. Why? You know, well, now take that for a second, because why do you think, I mean, I hear, you know, I hear what you're saying about like the social media, or because we're seeing more people's things.
Yes,
so that's what makes us think that we need to, is that why things got more complicated? Like you said, we used to have like pin the tail on the donkey and bob for apples and, you know, sack races or something. And and kids still love all that too. Yeah. But like, did that start to change before kind of social media? Did things start to get bigger and more or not?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
And like the promposals. God help me if I'd had to do a promposal.
If I had received one, I would have like turned around and walked away.
Run.
And been like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know, but I just think that we put so much emphasis or so much we worry about stuff. Yeah. And we think, oh, I'm not going to have these people over. I don't have, I can't. Maybe you can afford a centerpiece. You know, centerpieces are a lot. But, or my backyard didn't look good enough, or my this or that, or, you know, whatever, or it's going to take too much effort. Well, it doesn't take any effort to have people over and have coffee. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we need to get back to the togetherness. Mm. If we learned anything from COVID.
Yeah, that's a good word.
We need to get back to just the togetherness and kind of it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, it's nice for things to be nice, but
of course
everything you have does not have to be a Southern Living layout.
Yep.
I think
to me the whole point of kind of what you're saying and the idea, it's like if that's something you enjoy doing and it brings you happiness and you love to do the flower, do the deck, like if you love that.
Right.
And that's your jam.
Right.
Go for it to whatever extent you want, as long as and I've really had to learn that a lot because I.
Well, that's your thing.
Well, it is, but it stresses me out, and I don't, to be real, like I grew up, and again, my parents put a lot of effort, did a lot of that. I see a naked boy. Oh no, he's got pants on. Thank goodness.
No, he has towel.
Oh, hey, his towel. Well, all right. good thing that.
And he's singing in the back. Yeah.
Be quiet. We're recording. Anyway, that was how everything was very beautiful. And this was way before, you know, again, we didn't have no social, but my people were artsy and they did that, and they did that well, and they wanted to do that. So then I did that, and I do like doing it, but like my kids' birthdays, I did the theme and the cakes, and I did like it, but it did cause me, as you get older and you get three of them going and all that, like it would stress me out more. And I liked it then in the final product. It was always worth doing.
Yeah.
But I did it too much.
Yeah.
A little bit in the beginning. And to the point of where, again, it was stressful for me. But it was good when they were little. And then as they got older, I'm really learning to do what you're talking about. Yeah. Just go.
Well,
it doesn't have to all be that. I do like to do that sometimes. And I have ways that I make it easier for me to do that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's that balance of...
Yeah. And the reason, part of the reason I was talking to the kid's name is Chandler that's graduating. And I was talking to his mom and, we were talking about this empty nest thing. And, and Holly, when we started this, we were really going to be, I think, just real. And I think we have been. But, here's the thing. And this is what I told her. If I'm really honest, I mean, I can get on here and we can laugh and catch up. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's the nature of us. We're always going to do that. If I'm really honest, a lot of the times I just feel lost, mm-hmm. you know, and that's this whole transition. And alone, quite frankly, yeah. because Ron's yeah. work, you know, I'm just here and I'm so busy at school that I come home and should I start a hobby? Yeah, I should start a hobby, but I don't have the time or energy
right.
to start yeah. a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just think that's the reality of this, you know, when all of a sudden there are no more tennis matches to go to, there are mm-hmm. no more soccer mm-hmm. tournaments to go to, there are no band concerts or mm-hmm. basketball games. And I'm at the high school, so I am still in that world.
Right. But if you don't
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I weren't, I can see it's. And so.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's when I just looked around and I thought, you know, it's just the togetherness. We need mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. We need when it's the imperfection. Mm-hmm. You know, your house is not perfect. Guess what?
I got guess what?
Dirty clothes that these boys have strolled from, you know, the front door to the back now that they're home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that's life. It's
and
life.
If it's, and if that stops you, I think what I hear from you too is if that stops you from having the people over, doing the celebration, you know, like I said, even last night, I mean, it was just my mom and my mother or my dad and my mother-in-law, but like, you know, my house is a disaster right now. Yeah. Like there's stuff everywhere. There's sandals everywhere.
Because you haven't
everywhere.
Been home.
I haven't been home and I've got so many things running around that for me, it's very messy, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it's like, I could have come home and busted my rear end, getting everything put away. I straightened up. I mean, I straightened the area we were going to be in and set a pretty table with easy dishes. Cause again, I've made it easy. They're there.
Easy.
It's easy. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really have to do anything cause they're there. But yeah, it's like, it's kind of that. And I think maybe with your family, it's easier than with, friends or, you know, people
it
you
is.
Don't know as well.
It,
cause you know, you want your family just better to see how
deal
it
with
is.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's kind of the good point of if it's going to keep you because you're like, and I can lean towards that more for not my house as much maybe, but like my yard and being out in it. And I was like, oh, if it was just like this or like that. And it shouldn't stop because you know what? It's never going to be done, number one.
Right.
If you have a house and a yard.
I could spend $1 million in my backyard and it still would not
be
done.
Well, it's called maintenance too. Even if you had it landscaped perfectly how you wanted it, it needs a maintaining and things wear out and things break and things die. That's just how it is. So I think that's really good. That's a good encouragement. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, that's my words of wisdom for the day.
I really like it. And I think it's good how you said too that you know, we do talk about you know, the emptiness phase and all that. And I mean, quite frankly, that feeling of lostness, everyone goes through that at different times, but because we have been so much of our hobby and our job and our life and our interests have been our kids.
Right.
Fall
wasn't that bad because we're tailgating. I mean, I'm down at
Mississippi
State.
Oh, yeah, you're down
there
all the time.
I'm planning, you know, and then I'm looking for when can I have a weekend that I can just – spring is a little different.
Yes.
You know, spring, we're not running down there all the time. I'm not seeing the boys as often.
Yeah.
I'm not
– Exactly.
I am. And and then it's winter and you don't want to go out. You don't – you know.
Yep.
It just was – it was a little different. And and it was more, I think, a real taste of emptiness for me.
Yep. Yeah, you know, it makes absolute sense.
So,
yeah, and it's hard if you don't have, and like you said, a hobby or whatever. And I'm a very, 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 very big believer in purpose. Yeah. You have to find me have to have purpose, whatever stage we're in, whatever that is, and that can change and that can evolve and that can all the things, but it's different than not, you know.
Just being in the wind.
Just looking, because that's what you said, kind of that lost is a great word, or untethered. You just kind of feel like there's nothing to anchor you because you know, so you're just kind of floating around. Whereas if you have a purpose, you're anchored. And right now for you, of course, you still, your teaching and your job and all that is a very big purpose, but you're seeing that that's been there while you've had the boys and now the boys. So now you kind of, there's that.
It's weird. I've got to find, I have
a
to
tether
find
has a, been snapped. There's been a tether that's been kind of snapped. Yeah. And now you're like, you're still tethered over here, but you're like, whoa.
Well, I think I have to find a new purpose for home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And anyway.
New insight to that. That'll be fun. Yeah. We'll continue to explore that. I would love to continue as we go on just to, with our listeners and with ourselves, just to explore that and see where that leads us. Yeah. So that is.
We're live and learn here.
I love it.
You want to hear about my Mother's Day?
Yes, please.
Well, it was kind of a weekend. So.
Oh, good.
My boys. Yeah. Saturday. Friday, we had the graduation party. Saturday, we went to the lake and we went tubing.
That's your favorite thing.
I know. I love going to the lake and tubing. And my boys looked at me and said, you know, why we're tubing for Mother's Day? I said, why? Because your tubes are tied. Yeah. Tubing for tube tied Mother's Day.
It was a tube tying Mother's Day.
That's right.
And then only your boys. And you should have said, like, yeah, after the three of you, I had them tied up tight.
Yep.
That's right. Double knotted. They're double knotted.
You're all day because he's perfect. I kept going until
I know, right? Got the perfect you kept trying one. Till you got the perfect one. Yeah. And then,
Then,
continue.
actually, you'll hear a story about that.
Yes.
So my doctor is sitting there. You know, I've had C-sections. So, you know, my tubes are out there. And he said, are you sure you want to do this? I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to do this? Yes, Mark, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to? I mean, he asked me like 15 times. And I said, yes, I'm sure. So he said, okay, one is gone. And he said, now you can still get pregnant with the second one, with one, you know, one still intact. And he said, Joni, I'm just going to tell you, you have had three of the most beautiful babies that I've ever delivered.
Aww.
Are you sure you don't want to try for a girl? And I said, I'm sure.
Well, you're laying there. That is not the time to ask, first of all.
And he said, well, he's making sure. And he said, are you sure? I said, well, Mark, if you want to pay for college and car insurance, he said, it's gone.
Yeah. He's like, snip, we out. That's hilarious. Well, I remember going to my appointment. I also ended up having the three C-sections as well. But, I remember my last kind of appointment with when I was pregnant with Huddy at the OB's office and getting set up to have tubes tied. Because the idea is obviously while they're in there, if you know, you're already opened up. So with other people, vasectomies are easier and less invasive. But if you're already having everything out there, it's easier to just do it right then. And we were sure as well. So, but I remember going up to the front, the desk lady, and we were just talking the last scheduling things and okay, you're going to have the tubal ligation. And the Dr. Herman had talked to me about that. And I remember him looking at me and saying, now you know, nothing is 100%. He's like, there still is like a really remote possibility. You could get pregnant. And I remember looking up at him like, well, I was just like, what do you mean? I'm like,
better what? Double. What?
I was
not.
Like, you better get in there good, buddy, knot. Because.
Did you ever teach kindergarten? You double knot
those. You double knot those tennis shoes. I just remember I was like, what do you mean? I literally just was like, what do you mean? He's like, nothing's happening. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Because I'm like, but I guess things can grow back or weird. I don't know. But he's like, it's really rare. But I'm like, dude, I said, you will have to put me in the home.
I would,
You'll have to put me in the home. Yeah. We knew after HUD, we were like, we're done. We knew we're after done. Avery, we weren't.
Yeah.
We knew. Yep. I was like, not done. And not that was done. Second seat. You know, I was like, nope. Yeah. And then after we'd already talked about it, but for sure, we just didn't, we knew our family was complete. We were like, there he is. He's here.
We're
complete.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yep.
So good. Well, okay. So we talked about. I have a little story. So this is just a little end of year. So as we're wrapping up everybody's, school years are all ending. We've talked about graduations, but even just like school year. And I don't know if you guys did like in elementary school. I mean, everything right now, of course, there's field day, you know, y'all have all your little fun end of the year days. We saw a couple school buses today. Avery and I were out doing errands, and they were pulling up to one of these urban jumping, like Sky Zone
kind
of places. So I think everyone's just like, let's, you know, have some fun. And back when I was in elementary school at Flynn Park Elementary, go Flyers, we had, it was advanced. Now this is for back in the 70s, like I'm kind of impressed with us. We had a carnival. We had a Flynn Park carnival. In the big back, it wasn't a parking lot. I guess it was the, where we'd play. No one ever parked back there. Big asphalt, big area in the back. And I guess it was a, I was a kid that, so I don't, didn't really pay attention, but I suppose it was a fundraising, you know, kind of thing for the school or whatever. But it was a carnival, legit, with like a Ferris wheel, like rides, a few, you know. A Ferris wheel. And this is a little elementary school. And the whole neighbors would come, you know, it's in a neighborhood anyway, and it had a few, you know, a few littler rides and the big Ferris wheel and, you know, bounce house.
Look at y'all's little PTO putting it on.
Really, seriously. Now as a parent, I'm like, oh, what in the world? And activities and booths and all kind of, it was always so fun. It was near the end of school and all that kind of stuff. Well, I have a vivid memory of, I was up there by myself too, which, because I remember walking home. I didn't have a parent with me that time. So I must have been older. It must have been fifth grade, my last year there. Anyway, there was one of the booths was the cakewalk, you know. And for those of you that don't, again, who knows if kids do cakewalks anymore? We don't, or musical chairs or anything like that. It probably hurts someone's feelings if you don't get sat down in your chair. All right, I'm done. I'll take it back. So there was a cakewalk. And so the cakewalk, of course, is you numbers. There's like path and... you walk around and there's chalk on the ground or whatever, and there's numbers in the squares and they play music or whatever they do. And you walk around and then you stop on a number and then the person calls randomly, picks a number out of the thing. And if you're on that number, you get to go over to the table that is laden with all of the homemade goodies that people, parents, and I guess they brought in wonderful, you know, cakes and cookies and this table full of all these goodies. And, you know, when you're in elementary school, the idea of getting to like pick something out, and I never won. Like I didn't ever win anything. So I did the cakewalk. Little Holly in her little, you know, terry cloth shorts or whatever I had on, socks pulled up to my knees. Dr. Scholl's flip flops on, who knows? And they called my number. I won. And I went over to that table and I looked because I'm a very thoughtful looking.
You are.
I looked at everything and there was pans of brownies and all kinds of things. And I was normally would have gone for like the brownies or a chocolate cake or something. And then I saw this tin, you know, full of these cookies that looked like to me. These cookies that I loved, which were kind of, I didn't get very often. They're Florentines. You know what I mean? They're like that crispy, sugary, and then there's a chocolate
layer
coating.
On the bottom. Yes.
They're kind of crispy. I don't even know. Yeah. They're delicious. And they were one of my favorite, like fancy cookies. And in this tin, and I was like, ooh, score. So I grabbed that up, put the little lid on, you know, then it's time to go home. So I'm walking home. And I get outside of the school and I open it up. And I take a bite, and they were oatmeal raisin cookies.
You bit the big one.
I bit the bit it the big one. You guys, as a child,
oatmeal
this is,
raisin.
Oatmeal
oh.
raisin. I that was like now you know I could eat an oatmeal raisin cookie, but like as a kid, that was like not even classified as a cookie. I'm like,
raisins,
oatmeal, and I'm sure they're, but it was my least favorite. I
Did
didn't
you
want
cry?
A raisin.
I would have cried.
I might have. I wasn't a big cry, but I
remember. But you
won
the cakewalk, and it you were.
I won it. I've never won. I had the choice of all this abundant bounty, and I got the oatmeal raisin cookies. I felt like Charlie Brown. I felt like the world was against me, and I walked home, and I was so despondent because I had the opportunity. I felt like I missed the opportunity, and now we were all stuck. And nobody in my family. Well, my dad kind of liked oatmeal raisin. And I felt very that I've disappointed my family because
you let everybody down.
No, I let myself down.
You did. You let
because of the oatmeal, and it has scarred me for life. Tim can tell you that story. He's like, "Yep, you cakewalk, Flynn Park." Let that be a lesson.
I'm going to make you oatmeal raisin cookies when you're here.
Sometimes you just get a big old oatmeal raisin cookie in your life, and you have to just. So that's my story of the Flynn Park Carnival.
You just better have a good glass of milk to get it down.
I don't even know if I ate any of them after that. I just.
Bless your heart.
I know. That was little Holly bless having a heart. Had a disappointing time.
Oh, gosh. Oh, hey, so
what else?
Well, I'm just saying, last week we were talking about Mother's Day, as we should have. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think we should have posted some pictures. If you will send me a picture, a picture of you and your mom. And
yeah, I guess I do some. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I have. Uh-huh. I do. I'm looking over there. My photo album is trying to remember what's in them. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I have like a high school or junior. Yeah, I've got something like that.
Post pictures of us with our
mom. Oh, we should have.
And yeah, with our boys. And
Oh, gosh. Pictures. Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Mom pictures. I'm writing
it
down.
Oh, my gosh.
I can spell it. I'm just writing it down. Mom picture and kids. Okay. I will try to do that. My picture situation is just, I got to get it together.
I have one more class.
That's it?
I have one exam. Tomorrow is third period. I have our third and fourth period exams.
Okay.
And I have one. And then I'm still kind of at school, but I'm organizing and
clean up and cleaning and stuff away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Did this year seem long?
Really, really good classes this semester. I had really good kids. I cannot. I really can't complain. They were outstanding.
Oh, that's good. That makes a big difference.
It's just, and it started off. I mean, it just kicked in February. You know, just with event after event after event after event. By the time I got to spring break, I was like nearly mm-hmm. dead. Mm-hmm. And then just some, you know, just some friction in a couple of places after that, but it's been a good year, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, spring semester always seems longer fall.
It feels so much longer,
but I don't get half the stuff taught in the spring that I do the fall.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's right.
We're so busy. I mean, we're just.
And going, in the fall you just really crank and then the spring hits and it's kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know. It just seems to drag forever. But, you know, schools get out a little earlier now. I mean, we didn't get out till like June 9. Like, I mean, it was like, so they get out.
Well, you started. You probably
didn't start. We started after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, we start in August.
It's ridiculous. You guys go back so early. It just makes me crazy.
So,
tell me about Factor. You have that down here. Did you try your things?
I did.
Because I'm really curious. Tell people what you did.
This is going to be one of my top three or my.
Oh, good.
So, and I guess we're probably about to that time. So,
yeah, you got to do a recipe. So, don't forget a recipe, but unless you're just going to talk about Factor. do the pasta bake thing. You said you were going to do it this week.
Yes, I will do the sausage pasta bake.
There you go. You
I
get
think
off easy.
That I would change that to chicken. I made it.
And it
you
was
didn't
good. Like the sausage?
It was good, but it just didn't. I don't know. There was something.
Is it sausage like the tubey kind you cut up?
So
or is it sausage
wanted,
like the crumbly kind?
So it called for Italian sausage, which with that.
That's
and
the
I wasn't
tubey
sure
kind.
What they were. Well, you can get it where it's crumbled. You can
I
get
think
Italian
the crumbly
sausage.
Kind in a pasta would give it a lot more flavor.
Yeah, and that's what I made. I got the crumbly Italian sausage.
Okay, yeah.
Is what I got. I don't know. It just was, I don't know. It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. I need to tweak it and play around with it and see what I can come up with. But I will definitely, I mean, it was good and it's definitely, it was an easy, you know, week lunch or mm-hmm. I mean a week dinner kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was not a major deal. Pretty easy to make.
Well, what would you change? Did you feel like it needed more flavor or was
did.
It?
I thought it needed
more crunch
flavor
or what?
Or the sausage didn't seem to pair well. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the sweet
broccoli?
Italian sausage might have been better.
Does this have broccoli in it?
It did have
sausage
broccoli.
Sausage and broccoli might be a little weird now that
it
you say that.
It was a little.
Because broccoli is a strong weird. Flavor.
Yeah. So you had, I don't know. I need to tweak it, but I'll put that recipe up there.
Yeah, put it up there because really people could put whatever meat, like you just said, chicken. Like I bet that'd be really good.
Here's the thing. If y'all are listening to us and you make this, if you tweak it, let me know what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, let me know what your thoughts are on that.
Someone might have a little good twist to it. Okay.
Okay. So all that's right. My recipe. So my top three.
Top three.
Uh-huh.
I'll get into Factor. So here's the deal. I've gained some weight. I'm 53 and it's all I fell down the stairs. It's this perfect storm of stuff coming. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is I just can't eat with these boys. Yeah. And I would come home after cooking and cleaning all day, if we'd have some big event, and just go, I am not cooking tonight. Mm-hmm. I am exhausted, or I didn't sleep the night before, or whatever. I'm not cooking. Y'all are cooking, which means that Ron says, what do you want from Wendy's? Mm-hmm. What do you, you know, I just cannot, I can't do it. I can't, I don't like doing
this. This is a perfect example. This is perfect because I'm in the same freaking boat, but this is a perfect example of things changing and you're needing to tweak. You're in a different space in a different season.
Yeah.
And you need to do something different. Okay.
So I started looking at these online or not these, you know, these meal delivery things because I don't want something frozen that has a bunch of chemicals in it and a bunch of preservatives.
We want to eat well. Yeah. We want to eat a little bit better. Yeah.
So I want that. I want the, you know, small portions. I want freshness, but I also don't want to cook it. I can go to the grocery store and buy my own peppers and broccoli. I don't need it to just show up in a box and then I have to do it because the point is I'm worn out and I don't want to do it. So I found Factor. I started looking, researching all these kind of things and I got Factor and it's already made and all you have to do is heat it up.
Oh my gosh.
So I got my first order.
Okay.
Our first meal was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was, I got a smoked Gouda chicken with green beans.
Okay. See.
Oh my gosh.
Was it good?
It was so good.
Oh, Joni, I'm so happy.
It was so good. And Ron got the salmon. Great. He had salmon with, I'm going to put in, you know, air quotes, grits, but they were made from cauliflower. And they had a Gouda base. Them and what was his other vegetable? I don't know what his other vegetable was, but so right now I'm thrilled with it. And I have some good news for you.
What?
If you want to do this, I have a reward that I can send a friend for free meals.
No, I absolutely want to do it because I'm in the same boat, and I'll talk in a minute about, because we've got a couple minutes. We're doing good on time, but with your, because I've tried a couple of the meal plan, whatever they're called, delivery things, and so I'm very anxious to try this one. I've done HelloFresh and Home Chef. I've did HelloFresh.
For quite a while. Factor is a branch of HelloFresh.
Okay. Well, okay. That could be. I think they just bought another one too. They bought Home Chef, Green Chef or something. Okay. They're buying up a lot. They're like becoming. And here's my two cents, just since we have time and I really am anxious to try the Factor. So we did HelloFresh for quite a while when Avery was still here, going to school. Anyway, because same thing. I just was worn out from it and just was like, I want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the thing about HelloFresh, everything we had was really good. There was nothing that was bad, yucky, anything like that. It was very good. The way it comes, the ease of using the online, like all that, you pick your things and all, it was easy to do.
Yeah.
The thing about HomeFresh that I have found is HomeFresh to me is the delivery service, meal service for people that want to cook and feel like they're cooking.
Right.
And yeah. I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to. I know how to cook.
Yeah.
I
do that every day. I'm just,
I can
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
I do not want, now it's nice because the groceries come, the things yeah. come. I don't like going to the grocery store. That's one of my least favorite things yeah. to do. I don't like it.
I used to love it until it became my job. And now I'm
just,
like,
yeah, I'm just, it's okay yeah. now because I can do littler batches of it. So I actually yeah. like it a little better now, than I used to. But, and then I did, when we did the Home Chef, I switched to that to try that because I wanted kind of what you were talking about. I wanted something way easier. Like, mm-hmm. and they have a couple of different meal options, one of which are, they have like a fast, it's called fast something, and it's like a 15-minute, you know, really easy prep. And or they had what are called oven ready, which were like, you're not doing anything. And you literally cook it in the little pans they give
yep,
you.
Yep. Yeah.
So with Home Chef, with HelloFresh, you're using 1,000 pans.
Yeah.
1,000 things. Yep. You're zesting limes and you're grating fresh ginger. And I'm yeah. like, I don't want to cook. Like it's great if someone is kind of like, we like to cook together and this is fun.
Yeah.
And the directions, to be honest, the directions on HelloFresh are, you have to really, it's not very, they're very good. Like there's a picture and the steps and all that, but it's, you have to kind of get used to how they do it. And once you do, then it's no problem. Whereas the Home Chef, I did a lot of the really like the fast 15 or the oven readies.
So let me tell you about,
I just threw it away.
Ugh. Let me tell you about Factor.
Please do. I'm really excited. That.
So I don't like microwave that you can stick in the microwave.
I don't either.
But you stick these in the oven for 7 minutes and they're done.
7 minutes in the oven?
7 minutes. Now I ended up doing like 10 because I didn't.
So it's already cooked. You're heating it up.
You're heating it up.
It's cooked. You're not even cooking it.
Okay. I am not even cooking. But
I'm so excited.
So I think I can send meals to like four friends or something. I don't know how many. So if somebody wants to say, hey, mm-hmm. here's my email address, send them on, sister.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I just don't like giving, out people's email addresses without them knowing. So
no, absolutely. Well, no, I'm very excited because sounds like, the other thing, like again, that when the HelloFresh and it was kind of fun. Cause again, Avery and Hudson, I would have them do one of the meal. I would get 2 meals a week. I didn't do it every night because people are scattered and you don't really need to when they're at that age.
Right.
And they would cook one of them. That was the deal. So that, that's one way you could do it if you wanted to do something like that, where you're kind of teaching your, you've got older kids, you've got high school kids. That might be a great thing to be like, one of these you guys do. And they did it and they learned and they laughed and they screwed stuff up, So that was kind of fun. And the portions are smaller than what we're used to, but that's probably...
That's a good thing.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And the thing, so...
And with Factor, you can choose how many... Let me see. I don't really remember. But like we're getting 10 meals a week. That's because I thought we can grill on the weekends. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and you can... hang on, sorry. You can alter how many days or how many meals you get. You get to, they go ahead and pre-select meals for you, but then you can go in and change them.
That's same with all of them. Great.
You tell them, do you want keto? Do you want low calorie? Do you want chef's choice? Do you want...
And it's great because you can do like you did where that's how we did. I was like, I want meat and vegetables.
Yes.
I don't want carb. Like I don't want potato-y carb. So we got meat and a veggie.
And you can go in there and choose them. Mm-hmm. And here, let's see.
That's great.
Where's my... So this week, we have a shredded taco bowl, sour cream and chive chicken and mushroom tetrazzini, stuffed pepper casserole, creamy lemon pepper chicken, roasted red pepper filet mignon.
Oh, that sounds so
smoky
good.
Gouda chicken. Golly, that I'm just here to tell you, that was so good. Mm-hmm. Blackened salmon. Creamy Parmesan chicken, creamy Dijon pork tenderloin. And that's just,
I mean, it's like having a restaurant meal. And now you're just doing that for you and Ron or for everybody.
Just for me and Ron.
And that's the thing. And that's what I always said. I'm like, once it's just, it's Tim and me. Like, you can afford to do that. It's not really affordable necessarily for a family of big people and growing of five or six. Like, maybe it is, depending on how you look at your time and things like that. But
And it's so hard to cook for two people anyway.
Well, the thing is, my people don't eat leftovers.
Yeah.
I you can cook, that, but I'm not going to cook two little servings for you, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I love leftovers, and it hacks me off. I got home this weekend after our weekend, and I cleaned up, and I threw away, and we're not super thorough. I keep things pretty tight. I mean, we don't, you know, but I mean, I'm throwing away leftovers of the HelloFresh from the last because no one bothered to eat it.
Yeah.
And like, no one looks in here. No one eats it hardly. And I mean, there was hollandaise sauce, homemade delicious hollandaise sauce from Easter that people, my family loves and raves about all year long. Did anybody touch it?
Oh, I know.
Hudson doesn't like it, so I can't blame him. He doesn't like it. But like, Tim, like, put it on your toe, put it on your eggs, make an eggs. No, it just goes. So I'm like, that's when I canceled the first time the HelloFresh, because I went out of town and I left them with two bags of the meals and leftover. And I came home and they hadn't touched a single thing of it. Yeah. And I went, I'm done. Yeah.
They got pizza.
I said, I'm done. And I'm not cooking and I'm done. Surprise! Well, that's a good number one. That is a good top. I'm very excited. Send me the code. I am in. I'm
gonna
give it a shot.
The next one is my water jug. Oh, I'm drinking. God. I'm intentionally drinking water, and it gives you the hour by hour. Mm-hmm. You know, you fill it up. Okay, keep going. You're doing great. Whatever. You know, not that I'm the words of affirmation person. But it lets me know I can look, because I'm terrible about drinking water at school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm terrible. I am so busy all the time. But I can go in at, you know, 9 o'clock and go, oh, okay, I got to drink this real quick.
Gives you a goal because it's to reach that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's not that hour by hour. It's really not that bad. I can take a few sips and I'm, you know, I'm in. So
that's great. It's
like
a visual.
That.
It's a visual way for you to meet that goal.
Right.
Whereas if you don't have it, it's just drink water. You're
it's
like,
just drink water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
awesome. That. Love that.
And my last one is that my boys are home.
Oh, boys.
For a little bit.
When does John G leave?
Sunday.
Oh, so
he's
very
home
little
like
bit.
10 days.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But right Since now the gang's so back together.
And I did find out, I think I told you that that John Garrett, or that Reed, there was some a counselor on his packet named Reed Curlin. Have I told you this?
I don't think you did.
Well, there was he sent me his schedule. You know, when,
that's
you
got
know,
to be one of the Curlins.
It is J.R.'s son.
Of course.
I know.
Get
I
out of town right this minute.
So I messaged JR and hey, so do you happen to have a son named Reed Curlin going to Ridgecrest?
Does.
You know, and of course, I mean, it just had to be, you know.
So that's another Soaring Hawker.
Another Soaring Hawker that will be. And anyway,
there.
I'm telling John Garrett, I'm like, you are going to love talking. I said, most likely you're going to love talking to Reed Curlin because the Curlins are solid. And,
they
you know, I
be.
Mean, John Garrett, the conversation.
They're crazy.
That will be a,
they're
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
But they're solid.
They're solid.
Christian. Absolutely.
They are solid. So now my boys are sufficiently mocking me. John Garrett will look at Caleb and go, Caleb, you know, the Curlins, they're solid. The Curlins are solid is now a very overused phrase in my house every day. I mean,
why
just
do they have to mock us like that.
I don't know. They're good at it.
You were trying
anyway.
To be serious and they were mocking you. So sorry.
They were.
Oh, well, yay. Hey to John Reed. I'm sure JR, I'm sure he listens to this. I'm sure. And this is
100%.
Sally. John Reed, this is Sally. You remember Sally? I don't know why I became Sally, but I was Sally.
But you were Sally.
I don't know why. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. Well,
anyway,
those are super great.
And
I love it.
A picture. I told John Garrett I'm going to give him a picture. I have that picture of Howard when he ate the big giant earthquake in Eureka Springs.
Sick as a dog.
And he was sick. Remember, I said he laid on my lap on that bus ride back and I just rubbed that poor boy's stomach.
Well, through those curvy hills on a school bus after eating. For those of you that don't know, really quickly. So there's a place, it's called Swenson's, and they had this ice cream dessert called the Earthquake. And it's 8 scoops of ice cream. You can pick your flavors.
Yeah.
Whatever. 8 scoops and 8 sauces. And it's covered in whipped cream and it's in this huge bowl. And, you know, normal people would share it. But I think we got there and they said, if you can eat it all by yourself, it's free.
It's free. So and that Howard Curlin ate every last bite.
And I have a picture. I have a picture of the. Don't you have a picture?
I've got a before and an after picture.
Yeah. Okay, good. I was going to say I have that too somewhere. So
yeah, I told John Garrett. I said you need to just go like sneak that in Reed's cabin and hang it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in his trunk. Just be like, hey, here he is. Here's your uncle. That's hilarious. How it's a small world.
Yeah.
Another soaring hawker at Ridgecrest. I love it. I love it. Well, how's your pool, real quick? How's your pool? Is it coming along?
Okay.
Are the frogs out? Are the tadpoles out?
Tadpoles are out.
Okay.
I don't know because, again, if I could get service people to show up. You know, we got new ones. They showed up.
Yeah.
They shocked it. It stayed green. It stayed green. I just went out there, and I started vacuuming it myself.
Oh, wow.
And scooping leaves out, and I've got it back to blue. Mm-hmm. But it's cloudy.
Yeah.
So, and now.
Well, now maybe if it gets shocked. But if they left all that leaves in it and shocked it, that's not going to.
That's not going to do
you got to get it out so that
it
doesn't.
I had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bless your anyway, heart. So I got in it. Okay. And it's cloudy, but.
You got in it?
No. I mean,
I was like.
I got in it as
you got
far
in
as cleaning.
The, you got in the work.
I got in. Mm-hmm. In yeah. Not in the water. Not. Okay. I started cleaning. Yeah. No, I didn't get in. But No. So,
The saga continues.
It does. So, okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. But. All right. Well, that's pretty good. I guess I introduced your top three. Okay. That's fine. That was your top three. Excellent. I hope everyone's had a great, I'm sure everyone's been doing graduations and end of, so I've been seeing on Instagram and Facebook and all the things. So congratulations, a big old designer cornbread. Congratulations.
Yeehaw.
To all of the graduates and from high school and college, not kindergarten because I don't believe in that.
About preschool.
We're not having those. We're not doing those. We're not dressing kids up in graduate outfits because they learned to use scissors. We're not doing it. Sorry. Stop it. That should be a big deal. You should be earning your high school or your college thing.
I graduated from Love and Learn.
Stop it. No, they didn't. They just dressed you up.
They did.
Stop
they
it. Everyone stop it.
Oh, right.
Anyway, back to my thing. Okay. Congratulations to all the real graduates, master's, doctorate, what all you did. And to the parents and the families. Good job, guys. Give yourselves a pat on the back. That is a big deal to see your kids reach those milestones.
Did it. Go on a cruise.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I'm scared of cruises.
All right.
Too many sharks.
I know.
All right. We will talk to you next week. And that's all for right now. So bye, cornbread. What's going on?
See ya, corn doggy.
Corn doggy.
Corn diggity dog.
Corn diggity dog. Oh, we were behind a big old truck, a food truck driving home the other night, and it was a big corn dog truck.
It was
I
for
almost
you.
Took a picture, but I was driving and I would have wrecked. So.
Yep.
I'm flashing. I'm having more flashes. My face isn't as itchy and hot, but it was a big week of not real bad flashes, but just I go between hot and cold all the time.
Listen,
I yelled at Tim in the car on our way down to Nashville on the way to Chattanooga because he had his heat heater on. And I was like, your butt is radiating too much heat. You need to turn that off. And he's like, what in the carnation?